Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke.
Love has a way of making you stay and going crazy. You settled back in, found your rhythm, and it took you on. But you've got to let love change. Hold back any jealous rage. Find an outlet for today. Don't let it break you. I hate it for you.
Sarah Lee Guthrie and Johnny Irion have a new record out today entitled Wasaic Way. They've released it via their own new label, Route 8 Records. Produced by Jeff Tweedy and Patrick Sansone of Wilco, the album's 11 original songs were recorded at that band's famed Chicago studio, The Loft, and feature the duo's most ambitious songwriting, far-reaching arrangements, and electrifying performances to date. The song you're listening to right now is Wasaic Way, and I began my conversation with Sarah Lee and Johnny by asking how this song became the title track.
Well, we kind of went round and round. There were a few other songs that almost became the title. Lately, we've been finding ourselves at the last stop on the Metro North, and that's Wasaic, New York. And Sarah Lee kind of brought up the fact that, you know, the album can be like a journey, and it is, you know, if you leave Grand Central up to this part of the world, it's a different vibe, and I think the record kind of spans that as well.
When you guys work on new songs and then put together a record, how do you write separately, and then when you come together, what happens?
Well, actually, we do write separately, yeah. And then we come together, and like that song, Wasaic Way, for example, that was a song that Johnny wrote and recorded a demo of, kind of, we might have played it once or twice live 2 years ago in Europe or something like that, and kind of forgot about it. And as we were going into the studio and creating the process of, okay, now we're going to really demo these songs because we're going to send them to people.
Which the basement being our studio, we were demoing basement.
Yeah, we, we made this huge long list and started recording and got them all out the door, and I went, wait, what about that song Wasaic Way? I loved that song. And Johnny was like, oh, no, you don't like that song. Or, you know, he kind of just dismissed it. And I thought, you know, I want to give it a shot. So Johnny went down and did the little guitar part for it, you know, and went and took the kids to town or whatever. And then I went down and did the vocal part for it and went off to town myself and sent that one off, not thinking really anything of it.
And we would send all these songs to Jeff and Pat. We sent them about 40, 50 songs.
It's Jeff Tweedy and Pat Sansone of Wilco who produced the record for you.
Absolutely. Yes. And so that was one of the last songs we sent, like, literally before we left to go to Chicago. And
that's kind of the process, you know. We kind of juggle, you know. We'll not necessarily doing it together, but being able to bounce off one another and having the flexibility and space to create, I think, individually is a lot more freeing than trying to, you know, work within each other's limits.
And how did it come to be that the record is produced by the Wilco guys?
Well, we did, a couple of years ago, we did a tour with the Autumn Defense, and we had a great time. It just kind of led to doing Solid Sound.
But if actually, you weren't at Solid Sound and you didn't know, Autumn Defense is John Sturrett and Patrick Sansone of Wilco's side project band.
We were on tour, and Jeff came to the show and saw us play, and we played acoustic that night, actually, just the two of us, and I was really glad that we didn't know he was there, you know, because we had a really great set. And
we would have been nervous had we had.
And we were just doing our thing, you know, like in the middle of state somewhere. And he came backstage afterwards and just said he really loved it. And then when we began to dream of, you know, making this next album, he was at the top of the list.
Well, we had, after touring with Autumn Defense, we had gotten invited to play Solid Sound after our last record came out. And that was when I had actually met Jeff for the first time. And it was literally like John Stewart texted and said, "Hey, do you think you can do California Stars with us tonight?" You know, and I was like, "What?" I was so excited. Like, why didn't they tell us before I left the house? I didn't dress for this. You know, I don't know. I was really, really thrilled, obviously. I hadn't even met Jeff yet. And so we walked backstage at the Solid Sound into their little rehearsal space. I guess they play for a couple hours before they hit the stage. Another lesson yet learned from...
They're so good.
From Wilco. They are. They've got it dialed in. So, yeah, that was kind of our first time. And really, there was just like... I was so glad to meet him after... Our family kind of has some history. And it was just like, I'm a huge fan anyways, besides all the family stuff. And we got to play with them that night. And it was kind of a highlight of my life, you know. It was really cool. And that's when I think right after that, got the idea to ask them to produce the album.
And you're going to play a bunch of shows locally.
Yeah. We're going to do these like little cameo spots. Pop-up. So we're calling it the... Berkshire Local Album Release Tour. And that's basically, we have so many friends and people who have little shops, coffee shops and restaurants and things like that. And so we wanted to kind of get around and play a few songs, play the album. We have a local brewery company, Big Elm Brewery, has brewed a Wassaic Way brown ale just for the occasion.
That is the best tie-in I've ever heard. Beer, let alone my favorite style of beer. I love a brown ale.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome. So you're coming, right?
Sure.
We're going to have all these different opportunities all around the Berkshires
to taste and hear the record.
We're going to play a few songs, kind of live acoustic. And we thought it's really, you know, before we go off into the world for the next year, basically, with our band, and we're going to have a lot of, you know, shows and stuff, we really wanted this to start at home and bring in our local people and our favorite places and work off the momentum of that. And that was the idea when we even chose the artwork for this album. On the inside, if you open it up, is a Jim Youngerman piece, which is a local artist in the Berkshires who painted this beautiful and absolutely perfect layout for a CD landscape. You have to get the album to see it. actually, portions of it are on our website. But you know, we really wanted to work in as much local talent as we could and make it really feel like we were launching something that was not just us, but it was who we are
and who inspires us, you know,
and where we come from.
We're going to play a few songs, and I would like for you guys to talk a little bit about them. We'll start with Not Feeling It.
You know, I love writing songs, so I have an iPhone and it has like 16 million ideas in it, and the chorus for Not Feeling It was one of those ideas in my iPhone. And when we found out we were going to make the record with Jeff and Pat and in the infamous loft, and I just started manically writing tunes.
I'm sure.
And that was one song that I heard the chorus in my phone, and I was like, oh, I could revisit that, and just wrote the song all basically one afternoon, just sat down at the piano and thought about leaving LA and coming to the Poconos.
And Johnny, you know, when he works in the basement, I'm usually upstairs, you know, doing the chores of the house or whatever it is.
I do chores too.
And yeah, we switch off.
Right.
But during this particular afternoon, Johnny had this loop on. Dun, 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 dun. You're going to hear it in the song. And it went on for hours. And then he'd come upstairs and make a sandwich and it's still going on. And then he'd go back downstairs and add some distortion and then loop that and then come back up. And it was just like this epic day of not feeling it. Very contagious, actually. It was in my head forever.
Say goodbye to the Capitol Tower. I'm on the tin in a media shower. Back to the dash in the soul Toyota. Headed for the one who spelled
Out of 10 times.
The last couple of years, we've had a lot of good friends that have passed on to the. And one of them was a neighbor. His name's John Cater, and he had Lou Gehrig's disease. And when we built our house, he was very instrumental in helping me finish it, and just like the sweetest guy on the freaking planet, and just loved life, and had. You know, has a beautiful family, and here he's 46 years old, and he's got Lou Gehrig's, and he went down right soon after that, and it was just one of those, you know, the song kind of started after he was diagnosed, and it's just one of those things where you really have to take every moment for what it is and really go for it, because you never know.
He's got the soul of a swan. But now he's walking with a cane. He's never hurt anyone. He sees his prayers through the rain. I've been playing it safe. And I normally do.
spirit just to move these bones. I got the news when I came home. They say within the rubble smallest stones, the most important one of all. I've been playing it safe, and I normally do nine out of ten times.
Sarah Lee and Johnny's new record, Wassaic Way, is available today. Their website is sarahleeandjohnny.com. Still Dreaming?
This one came about kind of interesting, actually. Still Dreaming was a song that Johnny had started.
We were sending Jeff and Pat, we sent them 40 songs. By the end of that, they were probably about to pull their hair out and but no, we got one more,
Sure.
It's going to be the last one. And there were two songs at the end of that process, and Sarah Lee was like, "What about Still Dreaming and Wassaic Way?" And I was like, "I don't know. I never was able to sing them. I wrote them, but I was never able to sing them, She said, "Well, I'll sing them." I was like, "Oh, cool. Well, I'll lay down a guitar part." And I laid down the guitar part for Still Dreaming and Wassaic Way, and Sarah Lee came in and finished them, and the guys loved those actual versions. So what you're hearing on those songs was recorded in Washington, Massachusetts, the basic part, and the rest of it at the Loft in Chicago. But I'll let Sarah Lee finish about Still Dreaming, because she added...
Well, it was interesting because, like Johnny said, he had some throwaways. Or not even throwaways, but just okay, we've done way too much already. And I still had my heart set on a couple of them. And I was like, I really want to give this one, Still Dreaming, a try. I love the chorus to this song. And it gave me, shivers every time I heard it. And I thought, it's a really good song. And he says, this is what I like. I like the first verse and I like the chorus, but I don't like anything else. So I'm going to let you go from there. So it was one of those things where he went to town with the kids, like we were saying before. And I went down and I had all my lyric books laying around. And I literally first take went through and I sang. And you can hear in the actual track, you can hear me turning the pages because I'm really just going for it. I'm just reading lines and making up stuff as I went. And I left that day. Johnny came back and sent the demo to the Loft. And I was like, what? You sent the demo? I mean, that was my first take. I just had to go do a, you know, an errand and come back. And he was like, oh, already done. Sorry. So when we got to the loft and we were listening to it, you know, I could feel that there's something very vulnerable in a first take and in a voice that is tentative. And that's the same sort of thing. You know, first takes are oftentimes even more magical, maybe the not the best performance ever, but there's something vulnerable about it not being perfect. And so I could feel that all of these guys were going to turn around and say, you can't change it. And they did. And I went, no, I can do better. I can do better. And they said, nope, that's it.
Well, you can do it, to quote you, better live a bunch of times.
Exactly.
I must say we're so blessed to have Otto Hauser from Vetiver playing drums, and Charlie Rose and Pat and Jeff. But, you know, Otto, I just laid down an acoustic guitar here in Massachusetts, and he was in Chicago playing drums to it. So to have those two songs, they were kind of gimmies on the record at the end of the day, because we were just like in 5 hours, both Wasaic Way and Still Dreaming were done. We're like, wow. Okay.
Well, that was a good team. You know, we had a great core of musicians in the studio. And I don't know if I had mentioned this before, but we never went about recording an album with this much time, over this much time. We really had time to kind of do stuff. And we'd usually throw like 11 or 12 people in a room and say, oh, cool, like I'll play this, I'll play this, I'll play this, press play, and then it's done. And this time around, we really had a core 4 people mm-hmm. on the floor, and we stacked the tracks. And I think you can hear that. You can hear that there's a lot more, you know, just well thought out and deliberate pieces of each song. And yeah, they were able to, you know, this core group was stellar.
I needed a laugh. You brought the right on time. 21 cents a word, 51 in your prime. A glitch in my heart. There is nothing inside. Go.
I want to wrap up with the last track from the album, which I think is just beautiful. It's called Lowest Ebb.
Wow. Yeah, that song, BDL mentioned in that song. Last summer, we have a little garage that I turned into like a writing cabin, and I found a couple pianos on Craigslist they were giving away, and I coaxed a few people into going to get these pianos with me.
Sure. Johnny and his pianos. Oh, I can't even tell you. It's a good thing they have a Sprinter van.
Just let me
van.
Know where it is.
Yeah.
I have a Sprinter van.
We have a piano graveyard.
And so I had done that. And that was just, I would go out to the cabin every morning and just try and write a song. And that was one of the songs that kind of happened. And then it I couldn't believe that it made the list, like as far as to record it. I had other ideas, but I knew it was a good song. It was definitely one of those push and pull songs throughout the album process. I didn't actually think it would make the album. I was maybe thinking B-side, but you know, Pat really. This is where Patrick Sansone will blow your mind. I mean, he's not gonna let that go. He blew my mind with it. Like it's, we moved it up a key, and then we had Sarah Lee just sing on the choruses, and you can hear Pat in the background doing this, this kind of, that's Pat doing that.
Little R&B in there for you.
But it's got this Big Star quality too, like this Allman Brothers Big Star thing, and it just moves, and Charlie's pedal steel playing on it, It really, you know, I've had several people say that's their favorite song on the album. It just turned out great.
I think Otto's playing the couch in the loft on this one. You can hear it in the back. But the sound of the leather, it was really important that it was that or the jeans.
Yeah.
It was a big discussion, actually. It took a long time to figure out what the best
and Jeff, like,
quality
came up with this
was.
Loop thing to go with it. And that was fun.
Yeah, but. And you know what? It's still, it's one of my favorite ones live, I think. We've got a great band that is, where we've pulled together to actually execute this album.
Mm-hmm.
And we've never really done it exactly like this, but we're really trying to make it sound like the album. And so we've pulled together a great band, and we've got a tour starting in September. We've got a local show at Helsinki and a few others. We've got a few in your listening station, but you just have to go to the website. Too many to name, but really excited to play these songs out live. And Lowest Ebb is definitely one of my favorites.
Traveling days really take it out of you. The nights before are always hard to do. I close the book, I'm back to sleep, I fell. I'm making my way to be the end. Led around the plane, got my coffee high octane. Head above the clouds, now I'm looking down, hoping you'll be home when I'm back in town.
Don't do nothing crazy while you're gone. Forget about the words that I said. Sturdy as the bridge for your soul. I'll be there, baby, at your lowest end.
I really need a drink, but I got no cash. You know the card won't slide, it's warm and bad. But the stewardess, she takes care of me. She's also flying in the people's key. Traveling light, I go straight to bar. The Rockwood station took my heart.
Don't do nothing crazy while you're gone. Forget about the words that I said. Sturdy as the bridge for your soul. I'll be there, baby, at your lowest ebb. I'll be there, baby, at your lowest ebb.
The record's out today.
Today, that's right.
Today.
Thank you, guys. Congratulations on the record. Thank you so much for coming in and letting us share it with our listeners. And, you know, have a great time as it gets out there in the world.
Well, thank you, Sarah. WAMC.
Yes.
Wasaic Way is available today on Route 8 Records. To keep track of area shows, visit Sarah Lee and Johnny's website, sarahleeandjohnny.com.
The fog lifts up back to SFO.
Listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.